Welcome to your five for today. I'd like to take a few moments to consider possibly the most well-known and well-loved verses of the Bible. It's John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Is it a familiar verse to you, I wonder? Let's consider the people in the verse, the verbs used, and the different tenses or times. That's the language teacher in me speaking. So what of the people? God is mentioned first. The Bible never argues the existence of God. We read that he is from everlasting to everlasting in the first book of Chronicles in the Old Testament. Indeed, when time and the world were created, Genesis chapter 1 starts with the words, "In the beginning, God created." Mention is made of the world in our text. The world's current population is fast approaching 8 billion. Britain's population is just under 67 million. And in Wales, the population is just over 3 million. These are huge figures, but God's love is for the millions and the billions. More on that in a moment. The next person referred to in our verse is his one and only Son. This is Jesus, of course. At Christmas time, we remember his birth at Bethlehem. Then, at Easter, we remember his death and resurrection, some 33 years later. Finally, we read of whoever, and that's where you and I enter in. Having just mentioned the millions and the billions of the world's population, both you and I are part of the data. You could read the verse with your name in the place of world and whoever to personalise the text. Having mentioned that I'm a language teacher, I quite often refer to verbs in my day-to-day teaching. You'll remember that a verb is a doing word and speaks of action. Five verbs are mentioned in our verse. The first is loved, describing God's love. This is emphasised by the word so. John tells us in his first letter that God is love. What a truth that is. That love was proved in that God gave. He gave Jesus to die on the cross for our sin. After all, we are reminded in the Christmas story that Jesus means he shall save his people from their sin. He was born for a specific purpose, for people to be saved or rescued from wrongdoing. Verb 3 is believes. Are you a believer? Do you believe that Jesus died for your sin? The next verb is perish. Put simply, the text tells us that believers should not perish, but have, which is our final verb, everlasting life. To have suggests ownership, to be in possession of something. And although we might rightly say that God's love is a global love for almost 8 billion people, let's not forget that individuals are important to God too. Be assured that you are important to God in exactly the same way as those characters mentioned by name in both the Old Testament and New Testament. So what of the tenses or times that feature in the verse? Mention is made of the past, present, and future. God has loved, and the verse says that he gave his one and only Son. Jesus died on the cross. He rose again on the third day. That again has already happened and is very much in the past. Of the present, whoever believes is what we have in today's verse, as well as should not perish but have. That's what we can enjoy right here, right now. Can I ask then, are you a believer right now? And to end with the future, everlasting life is how our verse ends. That life is to be enjoyed now and will continue when believers enter heaven to spend eternity with a God who is from everlasting to everlasting. There is so much that can be gleaned from John chapter 3, verse 16. I trust that you are living in the good of it and that you appreciate the people, verbs and tenses contained within it. Have a blessed day and thank you very much for listening.